Welcome everyone to the next episode of the Zen Nutrition Podcast. You're with your host Brian today, and today we have a special episode showcasing the Cowgirls Gathering event for 2022, which is coming up this Friday. And my special guest is Tanya Kraus, one of our favorite Zen ambassadors, who will be attending the event with us. And how are you, Tanya?
I'm great. How are you going today?
Good, good. It's the weather's turned itself on well, and I think it'll continue into this weekend.
I know. I'm so excited. It's a beautiful spot out there at Kilkeven. Huge, great grounds to be held. It does have an absolutely enormous indoor arena or undercover arena.
Wow.
But there's lots of outdoor events as well. So, yeah, the weather definitely looks like it's going to shape up to make it a good one for the weekend.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And to our listeners who are not aware of the Cowgirls Gathering event, it's a unique event to celebrate the Western lifestyle, and it's held over 3 days. And horsewomen will be competing for prizes in excess of $20,000. There's a range of clinics and competitions starting on the Friday in the Camp Draft and Main Arena. And Zen is really excited to be part of this year's edition. And also, our listeners may know that Tanya Kraus actually competed last year in the Race to Ranch series.
Yes, Ginger Coops. He's still quite happily in a selling paddock. So I did promise that I would give him at least 12 months off. So
amazing.
We basically took him straight home from Cowgirls Gathering in October last year. And as we're talking about, it's coming up again this weekend. So he will have been spelling for a full 12 months. And as my schedule has it, we're about to head off to America. As soon as Cowgirls finishes on Sunday night, we drive home, drop the horses off, and basically turn around, drive back to Brisbane on Wednesday and fly out to the States.
Wow.
And then we come home, fly to Tasmania for a four-day clinic, and then come home and then go to Victoria for the whole month of November. So Ginger Coops is pretty safe until about mid-December. I reckon I'll pull him in and start just doing some light work and slowly bringing him in and back to work, which I'm super excited to have him back on the road with me. You know, he's a gem. He's a really nice little horse to have around. And, it's going to be fun next year.
And for our listeners who are unaware who Ginger Coops is, he was an off-the-track thoroughbred that was retrained by Tanya. And Tanya showcased the amazing effect that the Zen products had on him, and she has now adapted that to all her horses, and we're really happy to have Tanya as an ambassador for our brand to spread that healthy word about feeding horses. And yeah, Tanya, we can't thank you enough for the exposure you've given to us, and we're also aligned on the values of your horse training as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We tell people all the time, obviously before we came on board as ambassadors, we were behind the product anyway because of the result that we got with Ginger Coop. And now we've formed this partnership together, which is fantastic. But we see it reflected in all of our horses, no matter what. Like, you know, Phil's got George on the road, who is, he's going to be 20 next year. Wow. He just competed over the weekend at the Australian Championships. He actually beat me for the Open Champion, which I was a little bit disappointed in, but wow, keeping it in the family seems okay. You know, so he's 20. I've got Boogie on the road with me. She's 14. They both look amazing. That, you know, they've been on the road for some weeks now, you know, living in small yards and things like that. And then back home, we've got, you know, Cooper, you know, my very first clinic horse, which a lot of people would recognize, my big black and white horse Cooper. He's got pretty severe arthritis and some issues, and I definitely notice when, you know, if we run out of that Zen Gold, it's very noticeable that when I don't feed it to him. So obviously keeps him quite comfortable. And then we've got a couple sort of younger horses coming on, and we feed it to them, you know, to make sure that they're getting the best nutrition for all of the workload that they go through. So, you know, as an all-round feed, we're just delighted with the support that it gives in many different ways to our entire team.
Yeah, that's fantastic feedback, Tanya. And you've learnt so much about the Zen feed program and how to adapt each element or each supplement to help the horse, and looking at the horse as an individual, and because you guys know your horses inside out and what they require. And you do check in with me if you have a specific question, but these questions are more few and far between now. So That's me. It's great.
I would say that I've learnt a little bit, and then most of the time I just ring you when I have a question. But, yeah, definitely. And that's what I say to people as well. Just, you know, ring the team at SAN. They'll work it out for you to exactly meet your horse's needs. Yeah. I think the biggest thing I get from people is they're sort of like, well, you got that great result. What do you feed? Mm. Which products do you feed? And I sort of have to say it depends on your pasture. It depends on your hay. It depends on your workload. It depends on all of that. Like, the reason I've had these good results is because I am following the program set by you guys.
Yep.
After you have the information that you need to set the program. It's not about just going and buying it off the shelf and going, oh, well, Tanya feeds 50 mils twice a day of the oil, so that's what I'll do. You've really got to know what you're doing when you're applying it. And that service, you guys are more than happy. Like, I speak to a lot of my clients who say, oh, you know, I rang the team at SAN and this is what they told me. And I'm like, fantastic. You know, for a phone call or an email, or I think you guys even have it on your website where they can fill out a form,
yep.
You know, for 10 minutes work, you're getting a custom feed program for your horse. And I just don't think you can beat that.
No, and we're really happy to help as many horses in Australia. And that leads into this segue that we have partnered up with you and Phil for this event. And Magellan is fantastic with the diets as well. We're going to be having, or you will have 100% access to us at this event to answer any question. And there's no silly questions. If you've been meaning to check out the SAN range, if you're even not even feeding it, feel free to catch up with us under Tanya's tent.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to have you guys there. And it's always great to be able to have a face-to-face conversation and really, you know, sort of understand what the horse's needs are and have you guys there as the experts of, you know, the dosage and what the products do and which ones are going to be the best for the horses. I just think it's a match made in heaven, so I'm thrilled about it.
Yeah, no, we're really excited to come up and meet everyone. And, yeah, we know that face-to-face interaction, we can really deep dive and really get to the bottom of, like, any problems that someone may be having with their horse, or if you just want an opinion on the nutrient profile, we're really happy to provide some facts and some reasoning behind why we feed a particular way. So, no, we're really excited, Tanya. And we touched on before this podcast about last year's event. It was amazing. Well, there was the challenges with the COVID. If you want to give a little bit of an overview of this year's event, how it's shaping up?
Look, from what I understand, you know, last year we were really lucky to get it through. I know the girls were sort of hanging in there by the skin of their teeth, whether they cancelled or whether they didn't, because obviously the border crossing was a bit of an issue and lockdowns and all that stuff. And as it happened, a lot of the New South Wales people, both the vendors and the, you know, competitors, vendors and attendees, the New South Wales people couldn't come over the border. So I really feel like this event is, you know, and last year's event was amazing. It's not like, oh, I hope this year's going to be better because last year wasn't any good. Last year was amazing, and if the same event happened again this year, we would all be thrilled to bits. But I think it is going to be a lot bigger, a lot better attended and things like that, because you've got all the New South Wales people able to come over the border. So I know they've got some amazing clinicians travelling in. They've got some really cool vendors coming in to do, you know, they've even got classes in, you know, jewellery making and dancing and painting and all of those sorts of things. So there really is something for everyone. Even if you're not bringing a horse, there's hands-on stuff to do. I don't know how many of those are still open. You know, they've been taking bookings in the lead up to the event, so you'd have to go to the website, the Cowgirls Gathering website, to understand more of what's available in terms of classes. But even as a spectator that just walks in, you know, comes in off the gate, there's a lot of fence sitting to be done. I think there's 3 or 4 arenas happening pretty much all day, every day.
Yeah, wow. Sounds...
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's one action-packed weekend, as you'd probably summarise, but I think what we find is we get invited to a lot of events, but when I talk to Sky and Amanda about this event, it really aligns with our values, and having you there, Tanya, as well, Tanya and Phil there, we it's just that extra motivation to come and be a part of this. So Tanya, with your clinics and classes, can you describe to our listeners what you'll be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, as you just said, Brian, you and I, the SEND team and the Holistic Horsemanship Education team are together under the one tent, which will be in the vendors, the interactive vendors area. So we'll be at that booth. We'll be manning the booth for the whole time. There'll be someone there. So there'll be Brian or myself or Beth or Phil or Magella, and you know there'll always be someone at the booth unless we're closed. And we're going to have some classes in the vendor arena. So we've got some classes between 1 and 2 on Friday. We're talking about laterals. Lateral fix everything and self-carriage. It's not about hands. So Phil and I will be riding our horses during that demonstration and doing demos and talking about those two topics. And then at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday, we're going to have a gear talk at our booth. So Phil does a really cool gear talk where we have a horse skull. And he has lots of different equipment like bridles and hackamores and things like that. And he does a talk about, you know, how to fit them, how they work on your horse, how they activate, things like that. And then at 3 on the Friday, I'll be signing copies of my new book, which is called Lessons from Horses Perspectives. And you guys will be there all day to answer nutrition questions. And are you guys going to have products there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have a full range with a bit of a really special thing put together for the event. So a special little discount.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, we're doing from 9 to 10, we're doing cowboy dressage and vaquero horsemanship. And again, that's with Phil and I on our horses in the vendor area or in the vendor arena, I should say. And then 10:30 to 11, I'm going to do a book signing again. And again, all day we'll be there with merchandise, the books, and you guys will be there with your product. And then on Sunday, we're going to do the same thing around lunchtime. We're going to do a final book signing and we'll be open all day with those, with the booth and the products. And Phil will be there pretty much all the time unless we're riding to answer questions about gear. We've got some interactive things planned for the booth as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And we look forward to meeting as many people as possible that want to really learn further with all aspects of horsemanship and even horse feeding. And Tanya, I think we should plug your book.
Oh, yeah.
So fire away. What gave you the inspiration?
I have always written for my whole life, even when I had a completely different life in property management, I used to write a monthly newsletter. So I've always been passionate about writing and sharing, you know, articles and knowledge and information. And those who follow my Facebook page would know that I pretty much write articles every few days on the Facebook page about a range of different topics. People will send me topics in and I'll write about them. I'm also a contributor to the Horse Report magazine. I'm in there every month. Next month I'm in Hoofbeats magazine. They've asked me to write an article about going western. So a little bit of our journey, taking that thoroughbred ginger coops across to western performance events. So I've always been a writer. I've always done that. And I've always spoken about writing a book. And I've got 3 boxes at home where all the ideas for the book go in there and articles will go in there. And you know, every time I write something down, it goes in the box and it's like, that's nice. The book box. That's the book box. And I was actually away in Yamba, I think it was, for my birthday weekend. And we were just, you know, having a very rare weekend off. We'd cancelled an event because the weather was forecast to be terrible, which it didn't end up being terrible. It ended up being perfect, but never mind. It was so we went like, righto, let's go for my birthday. We'll go away for the weekend. And we were actually talking about cowgirls gathering and the fact that we were going to be there. And I said, oh, you know, it'd be really cool. We don't have a lot of merchandise. You know, we've got a few shirts, maybe some key rings or stubby coolers, things like that. Mm. And I said, oh, it'd be really cool to have done the book by then. And Phil, you know, Phil being Phil, this is pretty much his attitude to everything. He was like, well, why don't you do it? And I said, well, it's May. I don't know whether I can do it by October.
That's
and
he a schedule. Was like, wow.
Yeah, it was a really tight schedule. And I said, oh, it's October, you know, it's only 5 months away. And he said, you write all the time. Like, I don't see how you can't. And obviously I have a lot of articles that I've already written. So it was quite easy to take maybe a short article and then extend it out and turn it into an entire chapter. And so as soon as that was in my mind, I was like, right, that's my deadline. You know, Cowgirls Gathering's my deadline. And then I wanted to bring it forward because the anniversary of my business is the 1st of August, horse's birthday. So it's the 1st of August every year. And I focused on, right, I want to have this book out by the 1st of August. And we got it done. It happened. So it's the first one of seven books. Wow. And this one, they're all called Lessons from Horses, but this one's called Perspective. It's a little bit about my journey of how I arrived at where I am and how I got into horsemanship from a more traditional English background and upbringing. It's a little bit of training tips and articles about, you know, how to train or how to approach a horse. There's a lot in there about psychology and changing philosophies and sort of how I approach horses now and how that differs from how I've done it in the past. So it's really a little bit of a mix of, you know, training, biography, and lots of real life stories. So, you know, there might be a story about a particular thing that happened and I've written about it and that's in the book. So it's a really eclectic mix that I'm really proud of, and I'm getting some great feedback of. I'm getting messages, you know, every couple of days of getting some people sending me messages saying, oh, I've got your book and I couldn't put it down. You know, I finished it overnight and that sort of thing. So wow. It's being very well received. So I'm thrilled to be bringing it to Cowgirls Gathering.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it's nice to have a really good insight into the life of how you achieved of and where you've come from. And do we purchase it from the website, your website?
It can be purchased on the website. Otherwise, it'll be on the booth.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I think, Tanya, we have 3 days and 18 hours to go until the event.
Pretty cool.
I don't think there's anything else we need to touch on No, I don't think so. So it's at the Kilkeven Showgrounds. It's on the Queen's birthday.
Correct.
Long weekend, which is now the monarchy or the King's birthday. I'm not sure what term they're using, but kicking off on Friday pretty early, on the 30th September.
Correct, yes.
And, yeah, we look forward to seeing everyone that's attending. And just check out the website cowgirlsgathering.com.au if you require any more information, tickets. And Phil, Tanya and I and Magellan will hope to see you guys there. And thanks, everyone, for their support.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Tanya.
See you soon.
See you. I think that was good.